So, Marston, it's a hot day here at the Subud House. It's unusually warm, and so you've got the fan going, so maybe folks hear that in the background. But what's important is for you to tell us, before we get into the story of your coming to Seattle, 1989, right? Yeah, before we get into that, why don't you tell us the year you were opened and how you found out about Subud and how you were opened?
Actually, I was opened this month, June of 1993. So this is actually, this month is my 40th anniversary.
1973.
What did I say?
You said 93.
Oh, 1973. Yeah. In Albuquerque, New Mexico, which is where I'm going tomorrow to fly to. So that's kind of interesting. I'm going to be in Albuquerque doing Latihan there again after all these years, 40 years later, where I was opened and found Subud. And the way I found it there is I was the director of a theater company called the Mime Experiment Theater. And our company needed training, so I found a book called Mime, the Technique of Silence. And in that book was a mime, Richmond Shepherd, who was a Subud member. And I called him up. He was in L.A. at the time. And I called him and asked him if he would come and do a workshop using this book, which we had already been working with. And he said, yes, but I'd like to perform too. Can you do that? And I said, sure, I'll hire a theater and we'll do a performance. And he said, well, I'll use your company with me. So that was great. So he came, the workshop began, and the first day of the workshop, our first lunch break, he said, wow, he said, I really need a Latihan. And everybody kind of turned and said, a what? And he explained what Subud was, went on, and as Richmond does, and even though he's a mime, he's very verbal. And he talked and talked about it and said it was amazing because our group was into improvisation, and he said this was like a spiritual improvisation, and you receive directly, and that this, you would move and sing, and all of these amazing things happened to him, and give it a try. So member by member went to become an applicant at the center, which kind of overwhelmed the center because it was this tiny group of people, and suddenly they had all these applicants showing up, about 7 or 8 people all of a sudden, who were all mimes showing up. And Richmond had left town, and so we slowly, and frankly I was I held back. I was so busy with directing this company that I didn't think I had anything else I could add onto my life. And fortunately, someone finally said, you should really at least come and hear about what Subud is. So Latihan was at this little house called the Friends Meeting House. It was the Quaker house in those days. And there were probably about 12 to 15 members there in Albuquerque. And so I met with the helpers, Antoine Pradock and Simon Shima were there at the... Simon, I think they're both back there now in Albuquerque. And I've been in Subud ever since.
What brought you to Seattle?
A number of years later, after the Mime Company, I met a fellow, Michael McLean, another Subud member, who told me he had this amazing vision of starting an opera company. I went to Texas, and that ended after about 4 years. The opera company got rolling, kind of worked myself out of a job, and because they needed a business manager to come in that had higher skill levels than I had at the time because it was growing so fast. And so I had always loved Seattle. We had come up here for a vacation from Los Angeles, and I just totally fell in love, and I vowed that if ever I could live anywhere in the world, Seattle, the Northwest, was it.
How come?
I think the natural, the beauty up here just totally entranced me. I mean, the mountains, the volcanoes, Mount Rainier. I went up to Mount Baker and laid in a pasture with blueberries all around me and was lying there eating blueberries. And I think that was the aha moment, like, this is your place. This is... Because I'm really a very... Being an environmentalist, too, I'm very much into the natural environment and how it affects you. And the effect it was having on me, the Northwest, was all good and amazing.
I'm writing down the phrase. I'm just going to take notes as we go along, so it's going to be easier for me to extract from this. But I'm making a note that says, Marston's blueberry moment. I can picture that. That's so visceral. I can picture that. And, you know, I've had similar blueberry experiences in the Olympic National Park. The year that I was lost in the woods and had to be rescued by military helicopter, and then the year after.
Oh,
well, that's a story for another time.